This is Indio Radio. You're listening to That MMA Show.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of That MMA Show here on Indio Radio. I am your host, Jeremy Johnson. And guys, it is fight night. That's right, it is UFC 177, and there are some crazy, crazy things that went down last night. I mean, it set the Twitter world on fire in the world of mixed martial arts, because Henan Barao did not only not make weight, he never made it to weigh-ins. And now they have pulled relative unknown Joe Soto out to take on TJ Dillashaw. So we're going to break this down. This is it's a crazy, crazy thing. Also today, we're going to talk to co-main event Joey Castillo. This is going to be an awesome interview. I actually recorded this a couple of days ago, and so it's awesome. We really appreciate him doing this in that much into fight week. So we will talk to him in just a bit. UFC co-main event team Alpha Male. Man, those guys are all over it, man, and it's just So much stuff going on tonight. I'll actually be out at the Fight Hard MMA in St. Peter's, Missouri, coming up tonight. But I'm telling you what, guys, it is all about this. Henan Barao is he's in trouble with Dana White, and I just want to get to it, but we got to get to it in a bit. So I'm excited about this one, as you can tell, because it's weird MMA news. I mean, that this dude, he's had problems in the past, and so, you know, we got to do what we got to do in the world of mixed martial arts. But it's absolutely crazy. So also today, we are going to be talking about everything that's going on in the world of mixed martial arts, and there is a ton of it. Like I said, there are just fights coming up all over the world. We are getting ready for Bellator 123 to kick off and get that season rolling under the new leadership of Scott Coker. I think there are some crazy, crazy things that are going to go down for Bellator, and I am looking forward to it. And we'll talk a little bit about that today also. So you know what, guys? There's just a ton to talk about. We got a lot of good music going to go down today, too, because, we've had some problems here at Indio Radio the last few days. We have had the station actually was completely down due to some problems with our broadcast setup and some of the internet issues. So, but you guys now should be able to check it out. So it should be up and running. Everything is great. Let me know what you think on Twitter at That MMA Show or on Facebook, facebook.com/That MMA Show. And you know what, guys? Let's do it. Here we go, right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Start it up. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Now, guys, we got to talk about it, because it's set the world of a bad pay-per-view card even worse last night whenever we were getting ready to watch the weigh-ins. And we are hearing that Henan Barao has basically pulled out of the fight due to failure to make weight. And come to find out, he is actually having some health issues over this weight cut. And so we quickly went into action, as we do here at That MMA Show, and we found out that we heard that Barao had basically was in the bathtub as part of his weight cut, you know, hanging out in the hot water, which is something that a lot of them do, some of the Epsom salt stuff, in order to drop weight. Whenever he got up, he felt dizzy, and they took him to the hospital. Now, there were conflicting reports that he had actually fallen and hit his head, which is why that he was taken to the hospital, but we were not able to confirm that, and we were hearing out of his camp now, out of the Nova Unio group, that it was not a head injury or anything like that. So UFC reporter, UFC president Dana White came out to the reporters, and he told us basically immediately that Barao is not going to get a title shot when he comes back now. He is going to have to fight his way back through it. TJ Dillashaw, he was none too happy about it, and basically said that Barao just, he doesn't want to fight. Never had problems making weight before. You know, he was just, he was not happy about it. You know, Dillashaw basically just completely dominated Barao in May, and he kept saying he's scared, he doesn't want it. So he did quote, and to quote him, he said, his coaches wanted it more than he did. It's kind of funny, he never missed weight before. And no one has really said if Burrell was heavy going into this weight cut whenever he started or where he was at. So it's just weird, weird action. Now they're bringing in Joe Soto. Now, if you don't know who Joe Soto is, Joe Soto was a Tachi Palace fights guy, and he also won the Bellator 140 or 135 tournament. So he's not a bad guy, but what this shows me is that there is no one in the 135 division, either A, who is ready to fight, or B, the division is so weak that they're going out literally getting a guy who is UFC debut is a title shot. The biggest problem with this card is that it definitely had some lack of star power. There have been numerous accounts of now the tickets are being sold on Groupon for, you know, next to nothing. From the results we've heard, they're at the arena, they've only sold like 4,000 or 5,000 tickets to this fight. So I don't think it's going to do big pay-per-view numbers. I really, really don't. There just isn't enough to hold this card together, but we're going to talk about the rest of the card here. You know, it's still looking at a great co-main event with Danny Castillo stepping into that one. We will actually talk to Danny Castillo here in just a little bit. But we're going to break down the rest of the card coming up next right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Start it up, just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we're back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show again, guys. What a crazy, crazy thing that has went down at UFC 177 with Henan Burrell basically out, you know, not KO'd by the sauna, but KO'd by the bathtub, you know, not able to make weight, had to go to the hospital. Crazy, crazy stuff. But, you know, that leaves us the rest of this card to talk about, which, you know, everybody is talking about that this is not a good card. I mean, let's be honest. This is going down at the Sleep Train Arena in Sacramento, California. So they are definitely pulling every team alpha male that they can. I'm actually really surprised that Uriah Faber wasn't on this card somewhere. It just surprised me that, and I know that he had fought recently, but still, you know, if you're going to throw down in Sacramento and not have the California kid, that's kind of weird. So, but, you know, aside from the main event, which went down with TJ Dillashaw facing Bellator tournament winner Joe Soto, you'll also see the co-main event. That's a great one, and that is Tony Ferguson taking on Danny Castillo. Now, coming up next break, we are going to talk to Danny, and it will be good stuff. He talks a whole lot about Team Alpha Male, about Coach Dwayne Bang Ludwig and what's going on out there, and just, you know, everything and what it's like now to have to deal with, you know, everybody out there. You've got a title belt in the ranks. So now the rest of the card, guys, I'm going to be real honest with you, is it's a bit weak. The prelim card actually looks pretty decent. Lorenz Larkin taking on Derek Brunson and Scott Jorgensen taking on Henry Cejudo. That will be an interesting one. You know, Joe Soto was actually supposed to fight on, I mean, literally he was the first fight on the Fox Sports 1 card, and now he's in the main event. So that basically throws Anthony Berchek, who he was supposed to take on, out in the cold. But you know what? Hey, you're moving up for a title shot for your very first fight in the UFC. And it's been crazy. I mean, everyone who, you know, is anyone basically on any kind of social media has just absolutely slammed this move that, you know, he's getting a title shot. Now, the funny thing is you know, Ben Askren even had tweeted out, if you know, guys, you guys are just handing out title shots, I'll take one, not a problem. You know, so the real fight that I'm looking forward to on the main card, and I got to tell you guys, and it's the women, and that is Beth Correa taking on Shayna Baszler. Now, the Queen of Spades is due for a win, guys. She's 15-8, taking on 8-0 Correa. This will be a heck of a blast. It will be real interesting to see how this works out. Because, you know, let's face it, the last two of the four horsemen have, or the four horsewomen, as they call themselves, which is Ronda Rousey, Marina Shariff, Jessamyn Duke, and Baszler, are all not doing real well other than Rousey. So, you know, are they riding the coattails or not? I have seen Shayna fight on many occasions, and she is a beast. It just depends on which Shayna Baszler shows up. I'm hoping that it is the Shayna Baszler of old, because Shayna was just a monster. I mean, she has fought the who's who in the sport, including Chris Cyborg Santos. I mean, she's due. She has put her time in. She has paid her dues more than any woman out. I mean, more than almost any woman out there. And so, just on that note alone, I am really hoping that Shayna does well. I'm looking forward to it. So, I it'll be an interesting card tonight because it's not much to it. And the funny thing is, though, is generally the cards that we think are going to suck the most, those are the ones that end up being a barn burner. And I tell you what, I'm just going to say it out here. I hope Joe Soto wins just because that would be the Cinderella story of the year. I could not imagine what that would be like. So, all right, guys, stick with us because coming up next, we are going to talk to Danny Castillo. He is in the co-main event, and it will be awesome. Team Alpha Male stepping up right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back because I'm crossing the lane. Start it up. Just turn it on.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Now, guys, I have on the phone with me, this one is going to be fun because we are talking to Danny Last Call Castillo. He is going to be the co-main event at UFC 177, taking on Tony Ferguson. Now, he is coming off a big win against Charlie Brenneman at the April 26th UFC 172. Danny, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Excited. Can't wait for the fight. All the hard work's done. It's just time to perform.
I bet. And, it's got to be something now to jump on this whole bandwagon with the UFC. You are the co-main event. Now, for those out there, though, who haven't seen, Danny Castillo fight, I mean, you've got a bunch of fights, been around the UFC for a long time. Like I said, just took out Charlie Brenneman by a big KO. For those out there that don't know you, tell them a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm one of the original members of Team Alpha Male. I've been fighting for about 6 years now. I had 8 fights in the WEC, and this will be my 11th in the UFC. And, I fight at 155 pounds, and I'm looking to make a huge push this weekend and taking and knocking out Tony Ferguson.
You know, and definitely coming off of that huge knockout against Charlie Brenneman, I mean, you definitely have to be the odds-on favorite in this fight. You know, Tony Ferguson, I mean, is no slouch. He does have wins over Mike Rio, guys like Eves Edwards, etc. But, you guys out there at Team Alpha Male seem to have just such an incredible camp. You know, you've got TJ Dillashaw, Uriah Faber out there. So now, what is it like to get to work with those guys every day, being a founding member of that team?
It's awesome, man. Just seeing the team evolve how it's been. When I first got to the gym, it was just Uriah Faber, Joseph Benavidez. I got there, and then we had a Chad Mendez, and we have TJ Dillashaw. We have 7 guys in the UFC. We have Chad Holdsworth, the last Ultimate Fighter winner. We also have Andre Feely as well. So, it's good to have all these talented fighters, but when you have a rough day in the gym, it's a rough day. But other than that, these guys are like my brothers. We're really a tight-knit group. We spend so much time together in and out of the gym. It's like no other fight camp out there. It's more of a family than a fight camp.
I have heard that from a lot of the guys that have worked out there. We have interviewed a few of the others who, and even have traveled out there with Team Alpha Male. Now, talk a bit about what is it like day to day in the world of Team Alpha Male to get ready for a big fight like this. Now, I mean, with having a couple of guys on the card, yourself, TJ Dillashaw in the main event against Henan Barao, what is the average day like out there? I mean, it's got to be something fierce.
Yeah, well, Doug, day to day during fight camp is. It's no different than, outside of fight camp. All the guys in the gym train year round. There's no one that really takes time off. We're constantly grinding, and I think that's the reason why we're the best team in the world. It's because we're always training, trying to get better. The day-to-day, since we have so many guys in the UFC, there's a slight chance that you'll have a teammate on a card. So it's always good to have a teammate on the card, split the cost and find coaches out. Basically you get to peak at the same time and you'll have someone grinding with you. Day to day, we have We have Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we have our pro practices. Tuesdays, Thursdays, we have our paying Muay Thai classes. And depending on, you know, what where you are in your fight camp, you'll have personals with Coach Bang Leslie.
So now, I had heard, how is the coaching situation out there now? Is everything taken care of? Is everybody in place now, or are they looking for new guys, or what's going on with that?
Yeah, well, Coach Bang is here. He decided several months back that he was going to go back to Colorado and take his family back home and open up his school. That's always been, you know, his dream as a kid is to own his own academy. And, you know, we don't really have, I don't have a problem with that. I respect Coach as a coach, as a friend. You know, who am I to say that, you know, for him not to have his dream?
Definitely.
But because Chet,
Most definitely.
Yeah, but because Chet got the call, Coach Bang came back, and he is here Monday through Thursday training Chad and I. Chad and I were originally slated to fight August 2nd. That card was canceled. You know, and then around that time, TJ got the call for the rematch. So Coach has been here for quite some time, for the last 12 weeks, I would say. He flies in on Monday, he trains till Thursday, and he flies back home to Colorado, you know, for the rest of the time. So he's split in time, but everything is still running smoothly. I'm still getting, you know, 8 to 10 hours with him a week. So, you know, everyone's still improving, and, you know, I think he sees the potential in the team, and he sees the potential in having more than one belt in the gym. So he's making, you know, it's got to be tough on him and his family, but he's making the effort to fly back every Monday.
That is awesome. All right, guys, stick with us because we are going to have more of our interview with Danny Castillo coming right up right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back because I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and we are talking to UFC 177 co-main event, Danny Castillo. So now, all right, let's talk about it. You are now the co-main event, UFC 177. What was it like when you got the call that said, you know what, you are, we're talking co-main event right under teammate TJ Dillashaw? How did that feel?
Oh, it was incredible. I was already stoked that I had the opportunity to fight in my hometown again, because my last fight in my hometown was awesome. Unfortunately, I came up short. I lost a close decision to Edson Barbosa. But, you know, it was awesome being able to perform in front of my hometown. You know, when I got bumped at the co-main event, that's just everything I've been training for, everything I could dream about. So it was an awesome feeling.
That is gotta be, it's gotta be so cool though. I mean, you know, you're hanging out there, next thing you know, hometown, boom, co-main event, things going down, you know, your teammate is the headliner. So it's all about Team Alpha Male at this one, which is just cool as all get out. So, you know, I just talk me through a little bit about though, what's going through your mind with this fight. How do you see this fight going?
Well, Tony Ferguson's a tough dude. I think one of his strong suits is durability. You know, he's really tough. But in terms of skill set, I've fought talented fighters than him. You know, his striking, he has got good power in his hands and he's got good striking, but, you know, I've knocked off Tim Means, and I think Tim Means is a better striker than him. I've beat the likes of Anthony Njokuani. I believe he's a better striker than him. You know, I fought Edson Barbosa, and I think he's a better striker than him. He's got a pretty solid ground game. It's flashy. He's a purple belt under 10th point of jiu-jitsu. But then again, I flew over to London and I knocked off Paul Sass. I took him straight to his ground game, and I got in his guard and elbowed him and beat him up a couple times. So I fought fighters that were better than Tony Ferguson in all facets of the game. So, you know, we're just really going to have to see. You never know. And that's the reason why MMA is so exciting and why the people love MMA, because anything can happen on any given day. In fact, I feel like this is a really dangerous fight for me. You know, I would much rather fight someone in the top 15 because I feel like, you know, Tony Ferguson is just as tough as someone in the top 15, but he doesn't have the notoriety. So it's a dangerous fight for the both of us. I think he's got the same, he should have the same outlook. If he doesn't, then he's in for a short day.
You know, and I tell you what, though, I cannot wait. It all goes down tonight, August 30th, at the Sleep Train Arena in Sacramento, California. Danny, tell everyone how they can find you on social media, because, I mean, we're going to be tweeting all about the fight. It's going to be awesome. But tell them how they can find you on social media.
Yeah, on Twitter and Instagram, I'm at LastCall155. And I have a fan page on Facebook. It's Danny Last Call Castillo. And Score as well. I've been using Score. I really like that that social media. It's LastCall155 as well.
Awesome. Well, I tell you what, Danny, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. After I knock out Tony Ferguson, I'd like to come back on.
You got it, man. We will have you anytime. I greatly appreciate you joining us today. I cannot wait to see you do work. It is going to be awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, guys, we'll be right back with our favorite segments, the week that was, our Twitter shout-outs, and, of course, our calendar of events, all right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. Start it up. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Now, guys, it has been a heck of a show already. There's just so much weird, weird stuff going down with this whole thing. And, you know, so, of course, we're going to bring you more about it in our week that was, because that's what we do every week here. We bring you the week that was, our Twitter shout-outs, and, of course, our calendar of events. And so we are going to start off the week that was with another fight that dropped off of the UFC 177 card. Now, get this, guys. There's 9 fights on this card, and they are still bringing this as a pay-per-view. I was really surprised that they haven't just cut this and went to free TV. But, yes, Henry Cejudo has actually pulled out, and I did not realize this last night, of the Scott Jorgensen fight. So he canceled it mere hours before they were supposed to go to weigh-in. So they're saying due to medical reasons, I'm guessing he could not make flyweight. So the Scott Jorgensen fight has been canceled. Now, the thing is, though, as weird as he has pulled out of several events in the past, when he was fighting for Legacy Fighting Championship. So, now, if you guys don't know this, he was in the 2008 Beijing Olympics. He became the youngest American wrestler to win gold, topping Japan. So, he transitioned into MMA in early 2013 and made his pro debut with the World Fighting Federation. And he's fought his last two fights in Legacy Fighting Championships, earning 2 unanimous decisions. So, I mean, it's not like he's a slouch. I mean, he's new coming in, but still, that's it's boggling my mind at how much this card has fallen apart, and it's nuts. I'm all just still choked up about it. All right, guys, moving on. Our next story. 1FC19 has went down over there across the big ocean, and Shinyaoke took a quick title shot defense, no problem, and Ben Askren just, of course, wiped the floor with everybody. So, you know, you gotta love 1FC over there. They take place over in the Middle East. They were at the World Trade Center, and basically they featured 3 title fights in one night. So you got to love that. They were going down in Dubai. They called it 1FC Reign of Champions. And so there was a lot of action that went down over there. Of course, like I said, this the big one is that Ben Askren is fighting over there. Now, also on the card was Roger Huerta, who he came in to finish Christian Holly with a barrage of knees to the head and the body from side control, because over there, you can hit him on the ground with the knees. That's right. So 1FC bringing it to you. That's our international MMA story for the week. So, all right, guys, that is going to do it for our week that was. Our Twitter shout-out this week is going to be Tamika Boom Boom Brents, and she is going to be taking on Fallon Fox at the Capital City Cage Wars in Springfield, Illinois. Check her out at Boom Boom Brents, B-R-E-N-T-E-R-T-S-1, Boom, boom, Brent's won. Tamika is going to be, we're going to do an interview with her next week. So we'll talk about, a little bit about that more in the next break. So, all right, guys, that is going to do it for our Twitter shoutouts. And, of course, our calendar of events is going to go down tonight with UFC 177. Nine fights, guys. Nine fights on a pay-per-view. Should be interesting to go down. So the other big one is going to be Bellator 123, which is going to go down in September 5th at Uncasville, Connecticut. I have no idea where the hell that's at, and that is a goofy name. So we are looking forward to Bellator kicking off. It will be at the Mohegan Sun Arena. Main card is going to be Patricio Pitbull taking on Pat Curran. King Mo taking on Dustin Jacoby. That one's going to be a heck of a fight. Josh Burns versus Bobby Lashley and LeVar Johnson taking on Chuck Congo. That's a better card than UFC 177. I hate to say it, but it's true. So, and also tonight I will be at Fight Hard MMA in the St. Charles Family Arena, and I have given away a whole bunch of tickets on my social media on Twitter. So remember to always follow me on Twitter at That MMA Show, because you never know what I'm going to give away. So, all right, guys, stick with us, because we're going to talk about what's all coming up next week right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. Start it up. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we're back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Man, it just feels like this show has just flew by. I mean, with all of the big stuff of fights dropping out at UFC 177 last night, like I said, I talked to several people about this, and it's been crazy. So, you know, it is what it is. It's going to be nine fights tonight, and you know what? I'm going to bank that those fights are probably going to be great, because you know, the fight cards that look like hell, they always end up being the ones that are the shocking great fights. So, of course, we're going to watch it. We'll be doing some tweeting. I'll also be out at the Fight Hard MMA group at the St. Charles Family Arena. If you are out in the Midwest, come see us. Tickets are free. Crazy. They always do that free ticket thing. So we gave a bunch away on social media. So always follow us on Twitter at That MMA Show, or on Facebook, facebook.com/That MMA Show. Because, you know, you never know what we're going to give away. And we give away a lot of stuff on the show, from autographed gloves to tickets to T-shirts. You know, whatever. We're going to have some stuff. We had all that stuff from Cut Man for Hire. By the way, go check those guys out, cutmanforhire.com. We're going to have a good segment coming up here again. We're going to do another Ask the Cut Man. It's been a while. So I'm going to pull a couple of different cut men this time that I know. A couple of them are in the UFC. So that might be fun. Also, next week, we are going to be talking to our Twitter shout out of the day, Tamika Brents, and that is at Boom Boom Brents, BRENTS1. And she will be taking on Fallon Fox at the Big Capital City Cage Wars on September 13th in Springfield, Illinois. Go get your tickets now, because that is going to be something. If you all don't know, Fallon Fox is a transgendered fighter. Used to be a guy, not so much anymore. And fights in the women's division. Well, Tamika is coming off of her first loss, but she has put up some really, really great fights, one particularly against Jessica Halverson, and good fights. So I am looking forward to talking to her next week. It will be a whole lot of fun. We're going to catch up, see how she's doing, see what it's like to have dealt with all of this media that's going on with Fallon Fox. And also, I talked to her a little bit today, and she said that she is getting all kinds of Fallon Fox hater tweets. So, just crazy stuff. So we are going to talk to her next week. We are also going to bring you, of course, the best in local, regional, national, and international fighting action, as we always do. And first and foremost, guys, before I call it a wrap, I have to do this. 2 weeks ago, I used a gentleman's name in a grassroots MMA fight in a place called Pontoon Beach, Illinois. The main event was my friend Austin Dickerson taking on Mike Pulley. P-U-L-L-E-Y. I believe. And I said his name wrong on the show. He listened, and, you know, he had an amazing fight against my buddy Austin, took him and just, you know, he controlled the fight, won big time, big hats off to him. And I wanted to say just great job to that whole show out there in Pontoon Beach, Illinois. It was the Battle at the Beach. Good grassroots MMA. It had been a while since I had covered an all-AMI show just for the fun of it. And they all did a heck of a job. So, Mike, that's for you, buddy. All right, guys, that is going to do it for this week. I want you to, of course, follow us on Twitter at That MMA Show. Let us know how we're doing. Big stuff next week. So remember to always, always listen in. Always here on Indio Radio. And remember, guys, fight clean, fight hard, fight fair. And we'll see you next week right here on That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.